Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Here are a few things to keep in mind when you're marking your ranked choice ballot. If you vote for more than one candidate in a single ranking, your vote won't count, since we won't be able to tell which candidate you really want. If you decide to skip a ranking, your choice will be bumped up to the previous ranking. In this example, the skipped ranking will be ignored and Spider-Man will be counted as your second choice. If you decide to skip two or more rankings, though, we'll only count the votes before the double skipped rankings. If you only want to vote for one candidate, you can do so. If you choose the same candidate in multiple rankings, only your first choice vote will be counted and will carry forward into subsequent rounds, so this is the same as a single first choice vote.
Well, that's clear as mud.
I'm very confused.
Our friend John Hancock is in the studio with us right now, and we're talking about ranked choice voting. That audio clip you listened to is the little cartoon explainer on the and the State of Maine website explaining how ranked choice voting works. And John Hancock, my first question to you would be, with the dispute today that people aren't smart enough to go get a driver's license to show it to vote, how in the hell are they ever going to maneuver through that?
Well, I think people are capable of figuring things out, and it's not difficult. The way this thing would work, you go to the primary in August, and every candidate's on the ballot. So if I like a Democrat for state treasurer, I can vote for him in the primary. Now I have to take one ballot or the other. So you vote for one candidate in the primary. Party labels will be on there. So I go in. I like.
But they don't have to be. A candidate could choose not to put their party label on there.
I guess they could, okay. But then they'd have to qualify as an independent, and that's a whole other process.
So they still have to qualify in a primary.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
For their party.
Yes.
To be in the primary.
To be in the primary, all you got to do is pay your filing fee to the party. That's the way it works now. So the only difference in this would be is that you don't have to declare when you walk in, I want a Democrat ballot or a Republican ballot. All of those candidates will be on there, and you vote for the one candidate you prefer. And then the top four. So right now, when we go to vote in November, the choices are made for us in August, right? And you've got a Democrat and a Republican, maybe a Libertarian, and that's it. That's your choice. This plan gives the top four vote getters in August, puts them on the ballot in November. You've got a real choice now. And then you vote. There's my first choice. Here's my second choice. And if you want to go to your third choice, you can. So if there's two Republicans on the ballot, there's one I like better. I'm voting for them one, and I'm voting for the other one two. And that's the way it works. And you've got more choices that way. And the voters ultimately are going to decide if they want this system when it goes, we're going to put it on the ballot.
I don't know what to, this is. Seems like a Democrat's dream. You can vote as many times as you want, right? Ultimately, but some votes don't count in the final vote.
Well, that's
because of ballot exhaustion. I've looked into this a little bit.
Yeah.
They've even had problems in the state of Maine where they were the first ones in the country to try this.
Yeah.
Where the winner didn't win. The top vote getter in the original round didn't end up winning.
Sure.
Because the people that were at the bottom, so this is confusing, but if you're the last person in line, you get dropped off the ballot, and any votes that you got, like for second, third, fourth choice, then get added back into the other candidates.
Yeah. So let's use a real life example. Let's go back to the 2016 governor's primary in Missouri. Under this system, Eric Greitens, John Bruner, Peter Kinder, and Chris Koster would have all been on the ballot. And so if your first choice was Greitens, your second choice was Bruner, your third choice was Kinder, Koster had more votes in the primary than Greitens did. So he was the top vote getter, but he would not win a statewide election under that scenario because the Republican vote would coalesce behind the top voting, the top vote getting Republican candidate. That's the way the system works. But you would have more choices under this system. And I don't think there's anything wrong with giving voters more choices.
But how do you get around the argument that it's not disenfranchising people?
Because
of ballot. No, it disenfranchises people because of ballot exhaustion.
No.
Because ultimately, your vote might not even count in the final tally for the person that won.
Of course,
if you didn't vote at all for the person that won, but you voted for the person that was last, and then your second choice ended up being for the person that ended up coming in second or third, your vote might not end up. Your vote might be completely erased by this system.
Well, I've voted for plenty of people that have lost over the years. I mean, this is designed to give the voter greater options. Think about this, Mark. You go to the primary and Cori Bush against Lacey Clay, right? She runs to the far left extreme position. She beats him in the primary. November, there's no choice.
Yeah, but you can't compare the city of St. Louis to that.
It's a congressional race. Under this system, Lacey Clay and Cori Bush would have both been on the ballot in November. Who do you think wins that race? Now, you know, Lacey Clay, to me, has never looked better. After 2 years of Cori Bush voting to defund the Pentagon and voting against her own jobs in her own district at Boeing, Lacey Clay is whatever he may have been. He didn't vote against Boeing. It's more choices for voters. It's really that simple. And
I know you love your St. Louis Cardinals, John.
I do.
I've heard you talk about it on the radio. Let's just take this to a sports analogy for a minute. Let's assume that the Cardinals win. They have the most wins in the division to go to the playoffs in any given season, and the Cubs finish last. So the Cubs get taken off the chart, off the board, but they decide to give their runs to the Brewers, who end up winning the division because they get more wins than the Cardinals because they adopted some from the Cubs. That's my problem with it. Why would you want to change the system that we have, where the Republicans have a primary, they pick their candidate, the Democrats have a primary, they pick their candidate, somebody wants to run as an independent, they're free to do that, or the Green Party or Libertarian Party, and they're all on the ballot in November, and then those are the candidates we choose from, and the one that gets the most votes wins. What's wrong with that?
Because it's not producing enough choices for voters.
It's not producing the candidate you want to win.
Well, look, we nominated in 2018 to run against, who's the auditor? What's her name? Ran for governor, Nicole Galloway.
Galloway.
So we nominated a woman named Sandra McDowell. She raised no money, really couldn't put money together. She was the only female in a four-candidate primary field. Others were better funded in that field. She, at the end of the day, had no choice. In 1998, we, Republicans, nominated Al Hansen for state auditor against Claire McCaskill. Think about this. Al Hansen, we had a candidate. His name was Chuck Pierce. He worked in the auditor's office. He was a CPA, good guy. Al Hansen was a convicted bank felon. And he was on the ballot, and he got nominated as the Republican candidate for state auditor in November. My choice was Claire McCaskill, who is not my cup of tea, or Al Hansen, a convicted felon. Under this system, Chuck Pierce would have been on that November ballot. I, as a Republican, would be enfranchised to have a choice like that.
So,
and this is all about giving voters more and better choices.
I don't know. It sounds to me a lot like I'm a Democrat in the Senate right now, and I don't like the rules, so I want to change them. I don't like the outcome of the filibuster, so we're just going to change the rules.
Well,
I don't know why you don't like the outcome of an election. You picked a couple of examples there. You brought up the Todd Akin election to me the other day. I think those are outliers. Generally speaking, I think the system we have works pretty well. But before I run out of time, John Hancock, this is called Better Elections?
It is.
Sounds a lot like Better Together. I just have to tell you that. Carl, do you have my Better Together drop there? Do you still see that in the system?
I have your Better Together theme.
I think you got to play that for the people because it's been too long since they've heard this.
It's the no merger minute.
Yeah, the no merger minute. Let's play it because it's been too long. Hold on. Is it not working?
This is your no merger minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt, focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about news?
One of Tricia Siegman's finest pieces of work there,
yes,
I'll have to say. John, you were in favor of that too, weren't you?
Yeah, sort of. let me just say one last thing here. I believe that elections are fundamentally the job of state governments. They're not. They shouldn't be federalized. That's what the Democrats are trying to do in Washington right now. States ought to govern their own elections. This is going to empower Missouri voters to choose if they want this system or not. I see nothing wrong with that. And they've used ranked choice voting for over 100 years in Ireland, a very healthy democracy over there. I think it provides voters more choices, but ultimately it'll be up to them.
So who's paying for it? Because you and I had this discussion the other day. I talked to Dave Rowland. I find out that some group out of Virginia called Article 4, who I can find no information out on, has donated almost all of the $2.5 million in the coffer so far for this campaign. Why would you support a campaign where you have no idea where the money's coming
from?
Well,
I've met a couple of the donors. They're business people from all over the country. And it's not George Soros. George Soros spends his money in states that are liberal states, and he goes to Democrat primaries and elects the most socialist candidate he can in a safe Democrat district. That's where George Soros's money goes. These are business people that think our election system is not ideal, could be improved, and that voters need more choices. And we're going to raise money in Missouri. We're just starting the campaign. We've met with some business leaders in the state. They like the idea. So we're going to have Missouri money for this.
John, I have to ask this question because you're a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So it's not a mean question. Are you getting paid to support this?
Of course. It's a client. But okay. I mean, I support the idea. I'm not up here like making stuff up. I genuinely support this idea.
Okay.
It's my business. I was looking at other options like the runoff where you have an election, a jungle primary with a runoff. I think this is better because you have four choices instead of two if you're a voter. And I think voters are going to appreciate that.
I think it destroys the playing field. But we will agree to disagree on that. John Hancock, thank you for coming in and
partner.
Having the debate. I appreciate it.
Always happy to do it.
Absolutely. All right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.